This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three, four. On the road again. Got a special guest about to take over. David Parton, grandson of General Parton, is our guest. I want to play one more clip of General Parton on Waco. He's one of the first to expose charges used, infantry behind the tanks killing people. It turned out the Delta Force was there under orders and killed everybody inside except a few that climbed out the front. And so here's Parton talking about this 25 years ago.
I was asked by the chief investigator of a civil case dealing with Waco. I was asked to do a forensic on the church records vault.
Ramsey Clark.
And you probably haven't heard anything about the church records vault at Waco.
We're standing right on top of the former church records vault. There was a curious hole blown on the top with the rebar bent in. What would cause that, sir?
Well, it's clearly a demolition charge was set off on top of the building on the roof of the first floor. And, of course, there were two floors, three floors built above that. But the charge that went off had to be in very close contact with the roof of the church workers' vault. And it beat that hole in there. And there was rebar across where the hole is. And the only way you can turn the concrete into dust and blow it away like that and leave the rebar undamaged, just a slight bend in it, very little, the only thing that could have done that would have been a high-explosive demolition charge there.
All right, from the vault, a blast from the past. In closing, David Parton, thank you for the time. We got 3 minutes left. How would you like to leave us today as we celebrate the amazing life of your incredible grandfather, General Benton K. Parton?
Alex, thank you so much. One of the last points I wanted to make was Granddad had an opinion on, if you remember the BRAC, the base realignment consolidation, and he called that target consolidation. And he said, you know, when you're centralizing all your militaries, and he said that becomes an easy target. Well, I think that kind of translates into the current situation with the info war and everybody, you know, trying to move out of California into Texas or somewhere in the Midwest or South. It's it's almost, you know, not time, I think, to do that. It's time to just stay focused and focus on the information and understand the plan, educate yourself.
That's right. When you're in a globalist era, even under more tyranny, people are going to be more receptive than in other areas. I'm not blaming folks that are involved in an exodus from the left, but you got a good point.
Yeah, and I just want to stay where the fight's hot and just keep, you know, educating as many people as I can. And I can tell you that where I'm at, a lot of people are awake, 100%.
Again, in closing, what do you think your grandfather thinks of the current situation?
You know, he'd probably be a little upset. I mean, if he had his wits about him, he'd definitely be upset. But he'd be fighting just as hard as you, I think, Alex, if not harder. And you know, that's one of the things that I loved about Granddad is that if you were in trouble, he'd stick up for you. And he'd always be there by your side to help you out, and he would go down and have your back if you needed some help with something. And that was an incredible thing for him. He's a stand-up guy. I miss him dearly. I think about him every day. I listen to your show almost every day, and I love you, Alex, and God bless all the InfoWarriors, and God bless your crew. And thanks so much for allowing me to come on and talk about my granddad.
Well, I appreciate you, David Parton, and I would just say this. It's what you said at the start of the broadcast an hour ago that was so critical. Your grandfather and other patriots planted booby traps for the New World Order. They're being caught flat-footed. They're not going to win because of the work people like your grandfather did, and that's why I'm just very, very thankful, and I appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless, Alex.
Powerful interview. I don't even know what to call it. It's been live. It's going to be archived on demand.video. But it's very, very important, and we really appreciate Benton Parton and the incredible work he's done. All right. He's running for Congress against Ilhan Omar. Royce White is amazing. He's an MMA fighter, former NBA player, and just a great guy. I hope to meet him in person sometime. RoyceWhite.substack.com, RoyceWhite.us. He's about to take over. here in just a moment. Please remember, we can't do this without you. We're not funded by George Soros. We're funded by you. InfoWarsStore.com. Great products. X2 is going to sell out. It's back in stock, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your other great products there as well, like Ultra 12. It's discounted and so much more. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Good afternoon, InfoWar audience. I'm Royce White. I'm your guest host for the hour, and I am honored to be here. Alex Jones is an American hero. Thank you to Alex and all of the team over there at InfoWars for continuing to tell the truth and fight for the American people and fight for people everywhere. We're going to get into a lot of things over the hour. The first half, I want to talk about Roe v. Wade and the implications of Roe v. Wade and the latest news coming out of the Supreme Court. In the second half, I want to talk about my congressional race opponent coming up in the midterm election, Ilhan Omar, her most recent trip to Kashmir, the war in Russia and Ukraine, the military-industrial complex, and the implications there as well. First, I want to say most recently, there was a Washington Post hit piece that was done on me that referenced Alex Jones, an editor or the journalist, David Gardner. And this piece called me the new darling of the far right. And in it, there was a, 4,000 word expose that basically tried to make me out to be a crazy person. And, this is a common trait. You saw them go after Tucker Carlson later on during the week with a 20-piece hit piece from the New York Times. And I just want to say, in the lead up to them coming out with this article, I was interviewed for over 4 hours. I think one quote from that 4-hour interview made it into this piece. And during this 4-hour interview, I was asked about Alex. I was asked about my relationship with Alex. I was asked about whether or not I supported Alex. And I want to say here clearly, because it didn't make it to the article, that I do support Alex Jones. I think Alex Jones has been extremely brave in his fight and continuous fight to tell the truth. I think Alex Jones has waged a one-man war against the establishment long before many people had the courage to stand up and speak with a clear throat, as some are starting to do now and more are starting to do every day. And that's a good thing. But we always have to remember and revere those who stood up and spoke truth to power in times when it wasn't advantageous for others or many of us. So I do support Alex Jones. And for that, I guess I'm a darling of the far right. I don't even know what far right means anymore, to be honest. Far right is anything that's not far left, it seems. And we're going to talk about some of those political spectrum ideas today. I'm your guest host for the hour. We're going to get into a lot of things today. We are in an information war, so it's timely that I would be allowed to have a guest host spot here on the show. And the first priority is that we have to restore our national honor and our sacred honor. It's my opinion as a Christian man that the best way to restore our national honor and our sacred honor is through faith in God. And I do believe that faith in God is the most efficacious way to restore and maintain national honor and sacred honor. This country was founded upon Judeo-Christian values. Any precept of human rights and civil rights must start with the sanctity of life. And we'll get into that more when we talk about Roe v. Wade and some of the the horrendous ideas that have been expressed by people on the far left over the past few days. We are in a time where human rights are being used as a scapegoat, as a weapon to go after human rights. We have to be mindful of just how deceitful and tricky the enemy can be. Women for the past 50 years have been given this symbol of their political power, this symbol of their progress in the West, in the form of killing the unborn. Nothing more dehumanizing than to tell a woman that her political power is inextricable from her right to kill her own child. And we are at a pivotal point in this country, and I'm happy, and many prayers have been answered, that the Supreme Court, the current Supreme Court, has had a change of heart around this ruling, and I do think it should be overturned. I think it is part and parcel of the misinformation or informational war being waged on the public to frame this issue as though the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade would make abortion illegal in the absolute sense. It won't. It's going to kick the issue back to the states and let states decide on this issue. This is a consistent theme. When the mainstream media establishment has been captured by far left ideologues, all of the narratives, all of the headlines become weaponized against truth, against freedom, against humanity, against God. But today is a glorious day. It's a great time to be alive. People are waking up. People are starting to shake the fear of being called crazy. Shake the fear of being called a conspiracy theorist. Shake the fear of being called a religious whack job. And some of those things were implied in this Washington Post hit piece that was done on me last week. And Alex Jones and Tim Pool and Steve Bannon and many others were mentioned in this article. And I'm in great company. I'm happy to be here today. I can't wait to get into the Roe v. Wade issue in the second block and third block. Later on in the second half of the show, I want to dive in to Ilhan Omar's ill-advised, unwarranted trip to Kashmir, which is a tinderbox. Which is a tinderbox. It is the tinderbox, maybe, in the world to potentially start World War III, and we'll talk about that as well. But I also want to talk about Ilhan Omar's history, America's history as it pertains to that region, and the implications as it also pertains to the war in Ukraine and Russia, and how the military-industrial complex on both sides of the political aisle, manifested through the Uniparty, is up and running right now. We had COVID, we had the war, and slowly but surely, COVID quieted down. The war in Ukraine kicked up. The war in Ukraine started to be seen for the scam that it is. And it is a scam. Not that it's not a real war and there's not a real cost, a real human cost. But the premise, the auspices of this conflict are completely illegitimate and completely ill-formed and misrepresented in the media. And now we have Roe v. Wade here in America to keep us distracted yet again from the forces at work. Although God has made it so that the issue of our time politically be thrown into the center stage for us to be able to discuss at this time. Again, we're going to get into the Roe v. Wade issue in the second block. We're also going to get into Ilhan Omar, her trip to Kashmir in the fifth block. And we're also going to discuss the war in Ukraine a bit. This is a wonderful time to be alive, people. I'm going to be your guest host for the hour. I thank Alex Jones and the team over at InfoWars for allowing me to have this hour. And let's get into it. Okay, I still got more time in this block. I'm going to keep going. Okay. To get us started on Roe v. Wade. The Roe v. Wade issue The inception of the Roe v. Wade issue was illegitimate to begin with. The ruling was illegitimate. The case was illegitimate. Norma McCorvey, who they try and hide in the shadows of the conversation, was a complete psychopath who admitted she lied to try and receive an abortion in Texas, where it was illegal, by claiming that she was raped when she wasn't. She falsely accused four individuals of raping her in hopes of getting an abortion. And three of the assailants, the alleged assailants, were men. One of them was a woman. In the Norma McCorvey example itself, it shows the danger of political ideologues. It shows that in this postmodern feminist movement, women can become collateral damage. Women can even become collateral damage. What a thing to do, to lie on anybody, but especially another woman, in hopes to have an abortion. And later on in her life, Norma McCorvey, who was the star witness or the star subject.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Guest host for the hour. I appreciate Alex Jones again and the InfoWars team for allowing me the platform to speak to this audience. Thank you. We are in a referendum. Today we are talking about Roe v. Wade and this block and the next. And I want to talk about the idea of Roe v. Wade first for a moment. And then I want to talk about some of the outrageous comments that have been made in response to the news that the Supreme Court plans to overturn this ruling. Any precept of human rights and civil rights must begin with the sanctity of life. We have to begin from a place where life is sacred. If we don't begin from a place where life is sacred, we have no hopes in maintaining any morals or ethics around being human or protecting humanity. And it's not by accident that Roe v. Wade has become one of the fundamental dividing lines between the right and the left. One of the things that's interested me the most over the past 24 hours is to realize how many people in America have no real recollection or accounting of our history in this country and the role of political parties. Specifically as it pertains to Democrats, and I'm going to make this case here today, that Democrats have waged a 160-year war on the sanctity of life. And, yesterday you heard Joe Biden come out and say the MAGA movement is the most extreme political movement in America's history. And then he redacted it and said recent history. Well, as a person who's a part of the MAGA movement, who's a part of the nationalist populist movement, who's fighting against the globalists, who's fighting against the neoliberal Marxists, I wear Biden's castigation as a badge of honor. We are the most extreme response. You, at me, Alex, all of the truth tellers and patriots around this country are the most extreme response to the Democrats' 160-year war on the sanctity of life, to remove the sanctity of life from this nation. And what's most ironic about it, and part of the reason why I got into politics to begin with, is because black people have been used to do it. 60 million abortions in 50 years is a genocide. 30 million of them being black is an ethnic cleansing. And it was done intentionally. Many of us know the history of Margaret Sanger and the eugenics movement and the role it played in the founding of Planned Parenthood. Some people don't know in our country. Some people that information has been kept from. Some people that information has been ignored out of political ambition or political affiliation. All of those things are on the table. But when you look at it from a fundamental ideological standpoint, the reality is the same party that fought to retain the rights of slave owners, that fought to retain the right to own slaves, are the same party that now fights to retain the right to kill a child. And it's the same idea. The idea is that a group of people who are motivated politically get to arbitrarily deem a certain group of people as subhuman. In that time, it was black people. It was people who were meant to be enslaved, who they felt were meant to be enslaved, who it was rightful to enslave. In our time today, it's a fetus. Okay? Is this the exact same idea. Black people are subhuman, therefore we should be able to enslave them. A fetus is not a human being, therefore we should be able to kill it. This party, the Democrats, have waged this 160-year war right out in the open. And it troubles me because the linchpin of the identity politics, mainstream media, three-card Monty, bait and switch, is to say, what happened to black people? What happened to black people in our American history gives us the right to determine the parameters around human rights and civil rights. But I'll say it again. Any precept of human rights and civil rights must begin with the sanctity of life. And it's not by accident that the policies of abortion, that the policy of the Roe v. Wade, the outcome of the policy and the law of Roe v. Wade has disproportionately affected black America. And there's a reckoning coming. There is an exodus that has begun. I am a product of it. I am an example of somebody who was caught on the Democrat plantation culturally, who was kept from the Republican platform, who was kept from a nationalist platform, who was kept from people who were libertarian or some of these other political ideas. And it was shoved down my throat constantly that Republicans exemplified racism in our country from a political standpoint, that white people in general exemplified racism. With enough independent research, with enough run-ins with the establishment where they contradicted themselves on the issues of human rights. In my situation, it was the NBA, the globalist institution, the lapdog for China, the running dog for the CCP. With enough run-ins with institutions like that, I understood that the entire narrative was right for the question. And the mainstream media wants us to believe that anyone like me who calls into question the mainstream narrative, the stories that are told to us by all of the legacy institutions, are crazy. That's their pitch. That is crazy for an individual like me to say that 30 million babies in 50 years, 30 million black babies, is a tragedy, a national tragedy, and maybe the greatest sin in American history. The 60 million babies we've killed over the last 50 years is the greatest sin in American history. And we have to repent. We have to repent. We have to change course. There is no future in America for any of us if we kill the most precious, sacred, miraculous gift we've been given. The ability to reproduce, the ability to create life, the ability to raise children, the ability to instill values and morals in our children and hand the baton off to our children to be stewards of the idea of this country, of America. If we're going to restore our national honor and our sacred honor, we have to do it through our children, through our future generations. And once we regain a proper course with this Roe v. Wade issue, the next institution, the next battleground is going to be with our education, how we teach our young people. Because make no mistake about it, the reason why Roe v. Wade was able to become what it has become, this symbol of a woman's freedom, is because our institutions are hijacked and captured by this far left ideology. We have to take it back. We have to take this country back. The next two elections are a referendum on the American people, a referendum on the idea of America. I'll be coming back to you in a few moments after a brief intermission.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
White, I'm back with you this afternoon as the guest host of InfoWars. Again, I want to thank Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars staff for allowing me this platform to talk to your audience. We're talking Roe v. Wade. In the last block, I talked about the idea of Roe v. Wade, the idea of sanctity of life, the implications of sanctity of life in our nation as a political idea, but also as a spiritual idea. And make no mistake about it, we are able to see through this issue right now today the presence of demonic possession in our world. In the Washington Post, you know, there was an inference made that my Christianity was in effect tied in to a long line of conspiratorial thoughts or ideas, of which they mentioned Alex Jones's name, in effect as well. And that is what the left has tried to claim, that God himself is a conspiracy, a conspiracy theory, and all of these other far right ideas are roped into Christianity, that Christianity itself is the new symbol of tyranny. Nothing could be further from the truth. And I want to give you some examples that I pulled here. If you follow me on Twitter, you're able to follow me on Getter. I've been posting some of these disturbing commentaries from far left people. Amanda Duarte, I think that's how you say her name. I do wonder how these white supremacist lawmakers would feel if their little white daughters were raped and impregnated by black men. That was one quote. I mean, these people are absolutely demonic. Okay, first of all, that is as racist as it possibly gets. And these white liberal women show us that none of their political platform or ideology has any real interest in black people. Now, if a 30 million baby genocide of a specific race that was instituted and catalyzed by a woman who was an explicit eugenicist that made open claims about eradicating the black race through Planned Parenthood isn't enough to show us that these white liberal women aren't who they say they are, then comments like these in real time let us know exactly who these people are. After I saw the comment, I wanted to look into her a little bit more, so I put in a search on Twitter, and many of our great patriots who are also interested in the truth had already gone back and done exactly to Amanda what the far left tried to do to Joe Rogan. Only when they did it to him, it was really corny and very irrelevant. Here, it's very relevant. And the sheer vulgarity of it shows us the relevance. I mean, when you decide to tweet something, most times people take a second and third look. So many typos when you go to you know, spell out any of these things on these social media apps anyway, you're bound to have one or two spelling errors at least. Okay, so anytime I see a tweet that was spelled perfectly, grammatically, I tend to think that a person took a second look. Sometimes people take a third, fourth, fifth look because many of us are very concerned with how our ideas are represented to the wide public. And we should be. We should take ourselves serious and be concerned of how our ideas are being represented. Some of these things live forever, and this one is an example. This was tweeted by Amanda Duarte in October of 2016. She says, "I almost want to get pregnant with Trump's baby and let it get to full term just so I can rip it halfway." I'll read that again. Please bring the graphic back up. I want this to sink in. These are the people that the far left will prop up as their political leaders, as their activists, as their voices of reason, as their voices of freedom, as their voices of human rights and civil rights. These are their advocates. These are their activists. "I almost want to get pregnant with Trump's baby and let it get to full term just so I can..." I don't understand how a person could come up with such an idea. All of the story around Norma McCorvey is represented in Amanda's tweet. It's right there. It's right there for you to see. She's willing to use sex as a measure, as a political measure, vindictively, to have a sexual interaction with a man who she hates, just to be able to get pregnant, just as a means of utility, a vindictive utility, to then turn around and carry out a murder. I mean, even in the hype, there's nothing humorous about that tweet. There's nothing joking about that tweet. This is what we're up against. This is the crisis of femininity, the inability for women, many women in the world today, to process and deal with despair. Mostly because their idea of heaven has collapsed. And when your idea of heaven collapses, all that's left for you is the here and now. That is the breeding ground for radical despair and anxiety. When all that you have is the fleeting moment of today, or the fleeting moments of a human life against the breath of time, you're going to have radical anxiety and despair. There's no doubt about it. And again, Norma McCorvey was so hell bent on having an abortion. And in that case, might I add, she claimed that the man who got her pregnant was someone who she believed that she was in love with, but later on realized that she wasn't. And when she realized that, she was angry, she was disappointed, she was sad, she was detached, disconnected from reality, from humanity. These things happen in greater and greater occurrence when people don't have any spiritual anchors, when people don't have any metaphysical anchors, when people don't have any sanctity in their life. Why on earth would anybody even say that out loud? I mean, even if you thought it, I'll say it again. This time I won't cuss control. I almost want to get pregnant with Trump's baby and let it get to full term just so I can rip it halfway out and cut its head off. Now here, they're showing their true colors because here, we're not even talking about a fetus anymore. Well, we're not talking about a 15 or 20 week term or some semantical argument about when does the fetus have a heartbeat, so on and so forth. Here, we've made the explicit case to let a child, a baby, get to full term, to the point where you're just about to give birth, rip the baby out, you know, not let the baby out, not start to give birth, violently rip the baby halfway out and cut its head off. Now, I don't agree with Donald Trump on everything. I agree with a lot of the things Donald Trump had to say. I agree with a lot of Donald Trump's platform. But there is nothing that Donald Trump did, and there's nothing that anyone could do that would justify this kind of treatment towards a child, towards a baby, towards an unborn human being. The only thing that can justify these types of ideas and actions are demonic possession. People who are possessed by Satan. And as nice as these white liberal women talk in our country today, from Hollywood to D.C., there is nothing more dangerous in our country that undermines the future of our country than these satanic worldviews around the sanctity of life. We're coming back next segment with...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Back again. I'm your guest host for the evening, for the afternoon, and I want to thank Alex Jones and the InfoWars team for allowing me to have this time slot and this platform to talk to this audience. I appreciate every freedom fighting, every truth telling, patriotic American citizen out there watching. I'm running against Ilhan Omar in this midterm election here in Minnesota's Congressional 5th District, and I want all of you to go to RoyceWhite.us if you can. And pitch in any way that you can. Continue to pitch in and support Alex Jones as well. We need money to fight you. And to give you an example, when Alex says that George Soros is waging a war on this country and the foundational values of America, he's in no way being exaggerated. The quarterlies came out in the Minnesota midterm election races or campaigns and findings, facts and findings. And there his name was right there, right on line four, George Soros, $250,000 to the DFL, which is our Democrat party here in Minnesota, the Democratic and Farmers and Laborers Party. And his name is right there, $250,000 to the party here in Minnesota, our Republican Party. Has $50,000 on hand total. The Democrats had $2.2 million on hand. So we're in an uphill battle. We're going to move on from Roe v. Wade, which I touched on. I touched on the idea of Roe v. Wade politically. It's references in our American history, the link that ties the Democrats into a 160-year war on the sanctity of life. And then I talked a little bit about just how demonic some of the commentary is from some of the people who have a problem with the leaked document that the Supreme Court plans to overturn Roe v. Wade. And in closing, I want to say I hope that our Supreme Court justices have it in their hearts, find it in their hearts, find the courage to follow through and overturn Roe v. Wade. If that happens, it will be the single greatest thing that my government has done in my lifetime. Again, any precept of human rights and of civil rights, any restoration of our national honor and our sacred honor must begin with the sanctity of life. In closing, I want to read one final tweet from somebody that was sent to me earlier this morning that kind of encapsulates the bigger attack from the left through this abortion issue. This is from LZA. Don't know the person's name. LZA. All right. I'm tired from all the aggressive hate tweets I've quote today over Roe v. Wade. That's all, folks. Some parting words. Christianity is a cult. Conservatives are gross. Fetuses look like alien bugs. And you don't need to feel sorry or guilty about aborting mission motherhood. Now, I don't think there's a better example that encapsulates just how inhumane the left is with regards to this issue. I mean, we know that our government has lied to us about UFOs, about extraterrestrials. But none of us have actually seen, or many of us have never actually seen aliens. We've seen a representation of aliens given to us by Hollywood, who may in effect actually have an accurate representation of aliens. I don't know, because I've never seen one. But all of us have seen a human baby. All of us have seen a human child. All of us have seen, most of us of adult years, have seen a human child grow from being an infant to being a full-grown, functioning adult. To these liberal left white women, to these liberal left ideologues, an alien is as real as a human child. An alien to them, the Hollywood fictitious image of an alien is more real than a human child. Okay, enough on Roe v. Wade. I want to talk about my opponent, Ilhan Omar. I recently wrote a letter, an open letter to Ilhan Omar, regarding her trip to Kashmir, the tinderbox, Kashmir, there between India and Pakistan. And recently, Ilhan Omar took a completely unwarranted, unsanctioned, the United States State Department didn't fund the trip. They didn't okay the trip. They claim that she took an independent trip to Kashmir for some reason that we don't know. I want people to understand how dangerous the situation is in Kashmir. While everybody has us looking over at Ukraine, Russia, India is one of America's strongest allies. And the prime minister there, Modi, is a nationalist. He and India, the people in India, are a safeguard against the CCP and the globalists running roughshod throughout the entire Eurasian landmass. There's not a more important ally in the entire world for America right now than India. If you accept the premise that the CCP plans to dominate the world, which they openly say, they plan to have the world come run through China, One Belt, One Road, 2050. And President Xi comes from the school of Klaus Schwab, but I think deep down he's a nationalist. He's only interested in globalism so far as China is the center of the globalist vision for the future. He's an ethno-nationalist, and anybody who knows anything about China, the CCP or the Chinese people culturally knows that China is their religion. The Chinese people are their religion. They believe they have the mandate from heaven. Nobody more dangerous than that in terms of an adversary. And they have openly claimed that they are our adversary. India is maybe one of our most important allies, again. And Kashmir is a territory in between India and Pakistan that is up for grabs, a jump ball. And for Ilhan Omar to go and visit Pakistan has infuriated the people in India, the government of India, Prime Minister Modi. And they have called into question what this action was meant to do. And I have a theory, and I want to explain my theory here today based on other recent events that have happened on the global stage around military conflicts and areas that are contested in the geopolitical landscape. Do we really believe that $80 to $90 billion worth of United States military equipment and weapons was left in Afghanistan by accident? Now, I know many people wanted to poke fun at Joe Biden, and we liked the idea or the caricature that Fox News presented that Joe Biden is so asleep at the wheel that he left these weapons in Afghanistan completely by way of incompetence. I'm not buying it. The first day I get elected to Congress, we will put forward an action to look into the departure from Afghanistan. And not just around Joe Biden, but all of the people who advised Joe Biden, all of the people who voted to leave Afghanistan in the manner that we did. We need to go back and check all the receipts. And in that same vein, I want us to think about one thing. Who did we leave behind in Afghanistan? When they said that we left people behind in Afghanistan that had helped us, our allies, what we meant was there were people, assets in Afghanistan, people who helped the United States military while we were there that we left behind. Well, let's think about Somalia. Who got out of Somalia? Who was it that came to America from Somalia? National security assets, people who helped us in Somalia. Ilhan Omar may be one of those people. She may be a national security asset. We don't know. We are in the law of uncertain outcomes and unknowns now. Okay? I can't explain why somebody would go to a tinderbox in the middle of an already brewing geopolitical conflict between Ukraine and Russia and speak with not only the new Pakistani government, but the former Pakistani leader who claimed that the CIA and the Chinese had worked together to stage a coup against him. These are dangerous times. These are uncertain times. And we cannot be naive to the role that the Central Intelligence Agency or the intelligence community or the Five Eyes, the collaborative of intelligence communities around the world, are having an effect and role in geopolitical conflicts such as Ukraine and Russia. Or even right here in Minnesota in the 5th Congressional District, where they may have sent one of their assets into a place that could spark World War III. We'll be back after the break. I'm going to talk more about this trip to Kashmir and Ukraine-Russia.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.